In episode 81 of Pop Culture Weekly, it's all about Firefly 2021. I talk with The Killers, Ian Dior, Duckworth, and more. Let's go!
Welcome to Pop Culture Weekly with Kyle McMahon from iHeartRadio. Your pop culture news, views, reviews, and celebrity interviews on all the movies, TV, music, and pop culture you crave weekly. Here's Kyle McMahon.
Hello, and welcome to episode 81 of Pop Culture Weekly, and it is all about Firefly Music Festival 2021. As always, I had an amazing time. They had an amazing lineup, and if you happen to not see any of my stuff from those 4 days of amazingness, you can go to popcultureweekly.com and see all of my coverage. Of course, on all the socials, I was posting videos and live stuff and clips from interviews and photo galleries. It was just incredible. The Killers were unbelievable, and I interviewed them. That was really amazing. I was the only person who interviewed them, and the Rolling Stones photographer, who is, he's just incredible, he photographed them. So very, very special highlight for me. I also talked to Ian Dior, the hit maker who just received that iHeart Award for 1 billion plays and streams. Pretty incredible. I also talked with Duckworth. He was awesome. He put on a really great show. There was just so much to do at Firefly. The silent disco, I did that. I was like, what? That's dumb. Why do I just want to listen to music? But it's actually like this really cool experience. And then when you take off your headphones, you realize there's no sound outside of your headphones. And some people are listening to other songs. Some people are listening to what you're listening to. It's just a really great experience. And I had so much fun at Firefly 2021. So as I said, make sure you go to popcultureweekly.com and you can get all of the blog posts I wrote, the videos, photo galleries, and more. All right. So first up, let's talk with Duckworth about Firefly and what we can expect from him coming up. Here we are. All right, what's up? Kyle McMahon here with iHeartRadio's Pop Culture Weekly. Now I'm here with a very special guest. How are you, man?
I can't complain, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. So this is your first time at Firefly?
Yeah, first time ever.
And what are you thinking? Like, what's your vibe right now?
I'm pretty stoked that it went well. The crowd was, like, insane. And I'm ready to eat shrimp.
Where are you going to do that?
In the little catering area for the artists.
Nice. So tell me about it. Like, you know, what was it like to come to Firefly and play to tens of thousands of people?
I mean, we was all inside for about like a year and a half plus. I just got off of a tour, so I kind of got my feet wet. But like doing a festival of this size definitely was like throwing yourself into the river upstream. But it was amazing. It felt great.
And so tell me a little bit about, you know, your music is very eclectic. You have a lot of different genres kind of mixed into, you know, what you do. So does that reflect your taste? Like, do you, you know, it seems like you don't just listen to hip hop. You listen to, you know, a lot of things. Is that accurate? Like, you know, tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's like everybody right now, though, because, you know, we were raised in like an iPod generation, so it's like you listen to so much different music, it's kind of inevitable for it to come out in some type of way or for it to reflect in how you create. And like, I never looked at things as just like a specific hip-hop artist or something. Like, I just make music, you know, so whatever quote-unquote genre that comes out in, you know, that's just the way it comes out. But it's just music at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And what are you a fan of that, you know, inspires you to do what you do with that eclecticness.
Eclecticity. I think just like, once again, any other human, just listen to a lot of different music. But like, I can span, I can go from like, I don't know, Bach and Stravinsky to like Dead Kennedys and Bad Brains to 3-6 Mafia, Outkast, you know what I'm saying? Like, it varies. It's a whole range of shit. But I do feel like, I guess musically, it does come out as like a bit of a jambalaya.
Jambalaya, that's a good one.
Jambalaya.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I mean, but I think that's more interesting, you know what I mean? Because in my opinion, for so long, especially labels would try to pigeonhole artists into certain, you know, genres, and you were kind of stuck there, and, you know, people got nervous if you deviated away from that, where now it's like artists are starting to represent more of us, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I listen to Eminem and Kendrick and Madonna and Justin Timberlake and, you know, The Killers. Like, it's all over the map. So, you know, I like artists that are also multifaceted, you know what I mean?
I as well.
So what's next for you? What's coming up next? What can we look forward to from you?
Well, I just dropped this project called SG8. So just doing more creative pieces for that visually, pushing Super Good. The project I dropped last year is like more of a brand, doing more garment pieces, getting more into like interactive, like activations and shit, like trying to find a way to bring people back in real life and experience things like at another level. See, I'm trying to touch everything. Like, the music will maintain, but I'm trying to touch, like, the whole world and outside of it, you know what I'm saying, with design and shit like that. So
yeah, I love that.
And I got to ask you about the ugly thing. Why is there, is it just a creative choice to have, like, for it to be spelled that way?
Oh, I just had this whole, like, double U thing going on for a while. I can't even tell you why it was like that. I was doing it for a second. Like, I'm ugly, extra ugly. I was supposed to, actually, Super Good originally was spelled, the G-O-O was supposed to be G-U-U. I was supposed to drop Super Good a very long time ago. So it was just like this, like, it's not just like me, but it's you, I guess, type
right,
thing.
Right, right, okay.
Yeah. All
right.
It was random.
That's awesome, though. So where can we follow everything you're doing, you know, your upcoming projects and tour dates and all that good stuff?
Just Duckworth. You type in D-U-C-K-W-R-T-H and you will find it. You know what I'm saying, DSP, so like Spotify, iTunes. I sell my merch at supergoods.shop. But literally you just Google me and you'll find everything.
All right, man. It's so creative. That's one of the things I love about you. Not just a musician, but you're a brand and all kinds of things. So appreciate that, man. Duckworth, checking it out at Firefly 2001.
2001.
I mean, oh shit. Firefly 20,000. What the hell are we in?
20?
Firefly 2021. There we go. Yes.
Man,
all right.
Looking back.
Oh my God.
Amazing, bro.
Appreciate it, bro.
Appreciate you, bro.
Duckworth. Awesome artist. His performance was incredible. You can check him out, and the way you spell that, D-U-C-K-W-R-T-H, really, really awesome artist. I really enjoyed talking with him, and as I said, his performance was incredible. His current record is out right now, and it's called Super Good. He also has an upcoming EP. Well, he has a new EP that just came out called SG8. So make sure you check that out, D-U-C-K-W-R-T-H. All right, next up, the Billionaire Boys Club winner for iHeartRadio with over a billion plays and streams, the one and only Ian Dior. I am here with the one and only Ian Dior. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
Doing well. Thank you so much for chilling with me for a few. I appreciate it. So you've had a crazy year where a lot of artists, you know, had to kind of hunker down and didn't know what to do. You had this explosive year. Tell me about that. What was that like for you?
I mean, you know, it was definitely a journey. You know, during the pandemic, like, there's not much that we could do. We couldn't go out and perform for the fans. So, like, to have a crazy year like that, I'm just happy and I'm blessed that it went the way it did, because it could have went a completely different way. So, you know, just want to say, take the second to say thank you to my fans. Thank you for not giving up on me during COVID. You know, I definitely didn't give up on you guys. So, you know, we're here standing today and we're performing on the stage. So, you know, can't say much. I can't complain about anything. I'm just happy to be here.
That's so awesome, man. And I'm, you know, it's cool to see you directly, you know, thank your fans for the year you had. And, you know, you've had a bunch of features, huge hits, and you just released a brand new song today.
It was like about a week ago.
A week ago? Yeah. It debuted on somewhere else today, on Apple One today, right?
Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, with Zane Lowe.
Yes. Yeah. And we love Zane Lowe. But,
shout out Zane Lowe.
I mean, I am with iHeart, but we still love Zane Lowe. but tell me about that. So it's with 21 Savage, or I'm sorry, it's my God, Lil Uzi Vert, and you are the track is a banger. Tell me, how did that come about?
You know, well, I made the song in the studio. No, I had never met Lil Uzi. He's definitely one of my idols. So I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna say, like Uzi Vert said, that money stretching long into the dough. And I was like, you know what, let's send it to Uzi, let's see what he thinks. He loved the track, he hopped on it, you know, we met at the video shoot, and he was everything that I thought he would be. You know, he's like so animated and just like so himself. So it was an experience, man. Like the whole video, I was just like, wow, like, you know, life's crazy. You know, the song is fire. He hopped on, he did his thing. So like, you know, shout out Uzi, bro. We dropped this track about a week ago, and it's going crazy. So, you know, I'm very happy with it.
The song is well-deserved. I mean, its success is well-deserved, man. Your success is well-deserved. Like, you're not just an artist at this point. You're building, like, a brand. And so why is that so important to you rather than just, you know, let me release my music and then do a album and then a tour and then do it, you know, repeat? Why is it important for you to kind of create this brand with all these various facets in it?
I mean, you know, it's important to me because what's going on in my head is not just the music. You know, I'm trying to create this whole world, and I'm trying to take my fans on an experience. So like, whenever you listen to my music, you're entering my world. Like, that's my biggest thing for this next album. Like, I finally got it on lock. So whenever this album drops, I'm taking my whole fans on this world, you know. And one person that inspires me like heavily, like in that aspect, is Travis Scott. You know, he takes his fans on a journey, and that's why he is who he is. And you know, when he steps on that stage, he fucking loses his mind. And you know, I relate to that. You know, whenever I step on a stage, I'm not on a stage, I'm in a different world, and you guys are there with me. So like, you know, it's very important to me because as far as the music is going to be the music, but like whenever you do the videos and you like, it's a whole world now. I don't know, like I like to direct. So like whenever I do my videos, I direct my own videos, and like, yeah, man, you know, I make the song, so I know exactly what the visuals need to look like. You know, when I'm recording a song in my head, I'm in a different world and I'm in that place. So whenever we shoot the video, that's where it needs to be, you know? So like, I'll do a shot, come sit in the director's chair, look at the shot, move the camera over a little bit, like it needs to be this way, that way, whatever. But I don't know, it's just always been important to me. And you know, one day I want to be a director, so this is like my first take at kind of just messing around with the camera and stuff. So all that stuff is very important to me. It's not just the music, and I just want to make that known.
That's so cool. I didn't know that you directed all your music videos. One of my favorite videos, like of recent times, actually, is Pretty Girls. And you know, the video is so sick. And you know, it's not just a music video. You know what I'm saying? It's telling a story, and it takes us as viewers on a journey. And I love that about, you know, the work that you do, because it's not just the music. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not just the music. You know, it's much more than that to me, especially. But you know, the fans love it. So the album's finally getting wrapped up. We're shooting videos right now. I got a video on the 30th. So you know, just get ready for it. It's been a while since I put out an album, so you know, I know my fans, that they're kind of mad at me a little bit, but you know, this shit takes time, and you know, I'm trying to make it perfect. So yeah, that's where I'm at right now.
I love that. And you know, it's funny that you mentioned Travis Scott, because my first time at Firefly was last year, or last Firefly, which was 2 years ago, and Travis was one of the was headlining one night, and he had played festivals you know, prior, and then to see him as this headliner and everybody's going nuts for him, and it's because of all the work he did before where he was taking people on that journey, you know what I mean? And you're well on your way, man. I mean, it's so awesome. So real quick, you said you know, ultimately you would love to be a director. Are you like a big film fan, and if so, like what kind of genres you like?
Yeah, I'm definitely a big film fan. I'm always at home fucking eating M&Ms and watching movies, but I mean, I like Gus Pornell, if you're familiar with him. You know, he did like Enter the Void, he did Climax. I'm always watching movies, but my favorite genre is like sci-fi. I like stuff that's like out of this world. Like Interstellar is one of my favorite movies. You know, it's just like very eye-pleasing, and you know, the storyline is on point. I like sci-fi movies, I like horror movies, I like comedies, obviously. Have you ever seen the movie Why Him? Why Him? Hey, yo, what's the guy's name from Why Him? What's the actor's name from Why Him? James Franco. Oh, my God. Yo, that guy, I do not laugh at movies. Like, I watched that movie, I was laughing the whole time. So shout out to him because he's hilarious. But, yeah, those are my favorite genres. I'm definitely, like, a big movie head. Yeah, man. I mean, why not? You know, when people say I don't watch movies, I already know we can't be friends, man. Just what it is. But, yeah.
That's awesome. And so is that ultimately, you know, I mean, obviously you're going to continue with the music, and that's going to be, you know, I look at somebody like Madonna or somebody like that where she's done, you know, her music has always been like her home, but, you know, she's directed and she's done, you know, Perfume and she's done, you know, fitness, all these other things that make her empire. And music has always been her home, but she's done all these other things creative that she wanted to do. And so kind of, you know, is that something that you see yourself as, where it's like I want to direct films and then go back to my home in music and then go back out and direct, you know, music videos and then come back to my home? Like, is that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like the one thing that I want to do, like, hopefully soon, is get into acting, because then I get like to see how the directors move, you know, like how everything works. I'm a perceptionist, so like I like to watch how everything is done before I even like step in and like try to do anything. So yeah, I mean, you know, I'm making the music right now. Hopefully one day I'll start acting or whatever, and then from there, yeah, I want to direct movies. So like later on in my life, you know, I'm sticking, music is everything to me. So like that's the one thing I'm focused on right now. But I know, like, in a couple years, you know, maybe like 10 years from now, if I'm not acting already, and or if I ever do or not, but like I know after that, after the music stuff, I definitely want to get into movies and start directing for sure.
You know, and I'd love to see you do something like, have you've seen like Rocket Man, or have you seen Baby Driver?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Baby Driver is one of my favorites, and it's like music is like DNA in that movie. You know what I'm saying? And I could see you doing something like that, where you like put your love for, you know, your passion for music into a film like that, where it's not like the centerpiece, but it's in the DNA of the movie, you know?
Right. And you know, in this album right now, the music I've been working on, I'm very heavy on making timeless music. You know, I'm not worried about what's happening right now, I'm worrying about living forever. So all the music in this next album is sync music. You know, it's music that could be used in movies and stuff, and I think that's very important, because if you're watching a good movie and you hear like a song that hits the movie the right way, like, you'll never forget that song. So, like, that's what I'm trying to do right now.
Yeah, I love that, man. Well, when can we look forward to the next album? Do we have a date on it yet, or what?
No date on the album yet, but I know that I'm dropping a single. We're shooting the video on the 30th, so hopefully, like, middle of October, we'll put out the next single. Yeah, and, you know, who knows? Maybe the album will come out in November, so I'm not sure. I'm not going to give you guys a specific date, but I want to take a second to let you know that I got the Billionaire's plaque. Came to my house, so thank you guys so much for that. That is like, that's like my biggest accomplishment so far, and it's so heavy, like, I love it. And like the big black heart. So you know, yeah, shout out to iHeartRadio. You know, thank you guys for supporting my music, and you know, we hit a billion streams, so that's lit. Just wanted to make sure you guys heard that.
And you're in an exclusive club with that. There's only a few people that are in that club.
Right, right. And I'm fully aware of that. So, you know, like I said, I'm just grateful and I'm thankful for everything. You know, shout out to my fans. Thank you so much for allowing me to sit right here and talk about this. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Ian Dior, man, you are awesome. I can't wait to continue to watch you explode and grow. And please, for your album, come back on, and we'll talk again, talk all about that album.
Yeah, we'll be back on here.
All right, brother.
Ian Dior.
Such a cool guy. Such a talented artist. songwriter, and I can't wait to see what he does with directing. And who knew he was such a big movie fan? We're going to have him come back on and talk all about movies. So, of course, with Ian Dior, his album Industry Plant came out a couple years back, and he has an EP that just came out a few months ago called Still Here. Great EP, and he's just all over the charts. He has a brand new song out right now called V12 with Lil Uzi Vert, which we talked about, and of course I totally forgot who was the featured artist on it, but that is blowing up the charts as we speak. In fact, it's at number 20 right this moment. So, all right, that was Ian Dior. Let's get into our next Firefly 2021 spectacular artist, the one and only The Killers. So, thank you guys, first of all, for talking to me with Pop Culture Weekly, iHeartRadio. I really appreciate it. So, you guys at this point are like, you know, kind of the resident headliners at Firefly. You guys, this is what, your third or fourth time doing it now?
Third time. It's a charm.
And why is this just a festival that you guys like doing? Like, you know, why do you keep coming back? Obviously, the fans love it.
I think this was the last pillar standing in a whole heap of shows that we had planned around this before, and I think this is the only one that kind of stayed. So I think it wasn't meant to be as you know, an autonomous event as it is now. I think we were touring, supposed to be touring around it, but
right.
Yeah, it is what it is.
And so one of the things I love about you guys is that each album, I feel like, is almost its own little subgenre. You guys, you know, have covered kind of, you know, we worked with Stuart Price and you know, the last two, the new one and the previous, are kind of, you know, rockish, like almost reminds me of like Nebraska, like Bruce Springsteen-ish kind of style. You know, is that a conscious choice for you guys? Is it just kind of how you're feeling at the time? I mean, obviously you're writing it, it's all parts of you. But what, you know, tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we didn't make an effort to change, but we followed our hearts, and our second record is quite a departure from the first record. And it wasn't something that we thought, oh, we're going to do this all the time, but it just became something that our fans are accustomed to, and that it doesn't surprise them anymore. And we love we're a product of our time, I think, and we came out, you know, in 2004, and there had already been so much great music that we had been exposed to. It's really difficult for us to just say, this is us, and we're sticking to this. But they're always going to be, you can always tell when Ronnie's playing the drums, and you can all, you know, and my voice hasn't changed that drastically. So we do have those touchstones that people are familiar with, but we love, you know, the history of rock and country and pop, and there's just so much good music.
It's great, and it's, you know, I think it represents fans, and, you know, a lot of times record labels try to pigeonhole artists as well as fans, like, you know, you can only do this forever and blah, blah, blah. With this, people are more multifaceted than that, you know what I mean? And I love that you guys do that.
I think the audience is also smarter than people realize, too. I think people are going to, they want more than just the same old thing, you know? They want to say, these are my favorite guys or girls, this is my favorite band because of this, because they give me, you know, this feeling, and they surprise us and stuff like that. That's important to us.
Awesome, thanks. And finally, so the tour, you know, obviously was kind of temporarily sidelined. So you're going to be going balls to the wall now once everything kind of gets back to a bit of normalcy. Is that the plan?
So we were supposed to go, yeah, 2020, we had it all mapped out. And then we were lucky enough to push everything to 2021, almost the same exact dates. And then all that, you know, basically went away. And now we're holding down 2022 for the Imploding the Mirage tour. And we're looking forward to it. Hopefully it all, you know, fingers crossed that it all works out.
Thank you both so much. This will be my first The Killers concert, and I've been a fan forever, but I've never seen you live. So I'm really looking forward to it tonight. Thank you guys both.
Thanks, man.
I appreciate it. The Killers! I can't believe I interviewed The Killers. That was so amazing. Such an amazing show. Oh my God. There's a reason that they were the headliners at Firefly. I mean, just unbelievable performers everybody. I mean, to see, you know, 60,000 people jumping up and down and just singing along to their songs, just rocking out. They have such an incredible catalog. I love The Killers, and I love talking with them, and I love their show at Firefly 2021. All right, that is our show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. You know I love you, and I cannot do this without you. Please keep on reviewing on Apple Podcasts. Keep sharing with your friends. It really, really helps. I promise you, it really helps the show grow. And the more the show grows, the more artists we get, and the more I can talk to them for you, and the more we can do. I want to do a tour and come out and do this live with you. So let's keep on growing so we can get to that goal. All right. That is our Firefly 2021 spectacular. Get all of the Firefly Music Festival 2021 coverage that I did up at popcultureweekly.com, and you can find it all there. All right. I love you. We out.
Thank you for listening to Pop Culture Weekly. Hear all the latest at popcultureweekly.com.
Somebody told me you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend that I had in February of last year. It's not confidential. I've got potential. Russian, a Russian, a row.